Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
I know there's been a lot of misinformation in this debate, and there are some folks out there who are, frankly, bearing false witness, but I want everyone to know what health insurance reform is all about.
I believe that this particular health care plan, as it stands now, is absolutely, patently ungodly and evil.
The social statement as amended is approved.
I want to wish Muslims across America and around the world a blessed month as you welcome the beginning of Ramadan. May God's peace be upon you.
Happy Ramadan, Abdul.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love issues, etc.
Well, I know that the temptation is to simplify the situation in American Christianity and to think of it in terms of single issues, one issue at a time. But that's not the way these things come to us. Think, if you will, about the recent decision of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran church body in the United States, to approve of homosexual ordination and of gay marriage in one fell swoop. Think about that decision. That was not simply an isolated issue that they took up. It was not isolated in history. It was not isolated in the way that they think about their theology, Holy Scripture, their Lutheran confession in the world. It's all tied together. It's rather complex, actually. Now, that does not justify the decision, but we have to back up and say, how did they get to this point, lest we too fall into the same kind of trap? It's not just a small but vocal minority of gay and lesbian pastors who want to be recognized, or congregations who want to call them. There's a way of reading the Bible and a way of thinking about yourself as church that leads inevitably, regardless of your denominational affiliation, to these kinds of decisions. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 24th of August. Our call-in number, we have some audio open lines to kick off this hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And now you can Twitter us @IssuesETC, @IssuesETC. After some open lines, we'll talk with Brian Godawa about communicating the gospel in a postmodern culture. Well, PBS Religion and Ethics Newsweekly aired a story this weekend about last week's churchwide assembly of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Now, as we listen to this, I want your reaction. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943, or Twitter us, @IssuesETC, @IssuesETC. I want to hear what you think about this. Put together what you're hearing from the delegates at this churchwide assembly. Listen to what they say, not only about the issue of homosexuality, but about the Bible, about themselves as church, about the mission of the church. And I want your reaction to their arguments that eventually led to the acceptance of gay and lesbian clergy and of homosexual marriage. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @IssuesETC. Here's PBS Religion and Ethics Newsweekly.
Have no fear, we will pray.
They prayed for unity, but disagreements over homosexuality were clear as delegates of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, gathered in Minneapolis this week.
We cannot change what is right and what is wrong.
What about Jesus saying, "Judge not, that you be not judged"?
If you're in favor of the amendment, vote one. If you're opposed, vote two. Please vote now.
After vigorous debate, clergy and lay delegates approved a measure that allows local congregations to hire homosexual pastors who are in lifelong monogamous relationships. Previously, only celibate gays and lesbians could be recognized as ELCA pastors.
Well, it's certainly painful when people say that your relationship or your call are not valid.
After acknowledging his relationship with another man, Atlanta pastor Bradley Schmeling faced a church trial in 2007. He's no longer officially recognized as an ELCA pastor, but his congregation kept him on. Schmeling says he hopes the denomination is entering a new era.
Well, my dream for the ELCA would be that we could be a community that really celebrates gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender leaders in the church, not just tolerate our presence, but genuinely celebrate the gifts that people bring to the church.
What's your reaction? I mean, this is an argument of a man who, after announcing that he is openly gay, was tried by his church and officially removed from his pastorate, such as he was serving. His congregation still keeps him on. And he says it's the church up to this point, at least until the decision was made to approve of gay and lesbian clergy, the church was invalidating his lifestyle, his orientation, and even his call as a pastor. There's an argument. How can you invalidate the call that I feel or the orientation that I sense? And he calls for not just toleration, but a celebration of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people in all areas of the church. How do you respond? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email your questions or comments during audio open lines on this Monday afternoon, August the 24th. Talk back at Issues ETC or Twitter your comments or questions to us at Issues ETC, at Issues ETC.
Traditionalists argued that the measure violated biblical teachings.
We have a clear witness in Scripture about homosexuality. Every time homosexuality is mentioned in Scripture, it's mentioned in a negative light. We don't have any positive references to homosexuality in Scripture.
Many said the same standard should apply to all pastors.
And the proposals are just a flat-out rejection of what the Christian church for 2,000 years and most Christian churches today and most believers today still hear and believe. Don't have sex outside of marriage, period.
But supporters argued for a different interpretation of Scripture.
I think there are some who want to see the Word as a static book that we are to read literally, and others of us see it as a living, breathing, dynamic Word that continues to be revealed to us.
So there's another argument. It's a difference in how you view the Bible. Gladys Moore there saying, well, look, it's how you view Holy Scripture. Some view it as this wooden, dead, static thing that never changes, read literally, and then the rest of us view it. And it sounds so much better, doesn't it? Living, breathing, dynamic Word that continues to be revealed to us. She sets up a dichotomy there between two different ways of reading the Bible. And make no mistake about it, this is fundamental to the decision that was eventually taken there by the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Without this way of understanding how to interpret and read the Bible, this decision could not have been made without entirely rejecting Scripture. Now, people have been saying, in reaction to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's decision, they departed from Holy Scripture, they rejected Holy Scripture. People like Gladys Moore would say, no, we didn't. We didn't reject it. We just read the Bible differently. You read it as this kind of thing that never changes. We view it as an ongoing, changing revelation of God, finding new directions from God and from the Holy Spirit in the very same pages of Scripture that you read so literalistically. How do you respond to that one? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Al is listening in Canada. Hi, Al.
Hi. Just thought I'd note that here in Canada, the ELCIC, the partner to the ELCA, has been wandering in the same directions the ELCA has been. As of yet, they haven't gone to the same end, but it remains to be seen. And now that the ELCA has, I would expect that the ELCIC will follow in short measure. I know in our church we've received some former ELCIC refugees, as it were, who got tired of what they were hearing in their churches and longed for the pure gospel and the true Lutheran doctrine again.
Well, thank you very much, Al. Well, you know, this goes with the conversation that we just had with Pastor Robert Bugby of the Lutheran Church Canada. As one goes, the other goes. As the more liberal wing of Lutheranism in the United States goes, so the more liberal Lutheran wing in Canada will go and elsewhere will go. Believe me, there are Lutherans all over the world watching the arguments made here, watching the rationale made here, and taking note. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, at Issues ETC.
With nearly 5 million members, the ELCA is one of the largest denominations in the U.S. Delegates are hoping the debates won't tear their church apart. They passed a social statement affirming that there is room in the ELCA to accommodate differing views on homosexuality, an issue the statement said, which is not central to our faith.
The social statement as amended is approved.
I don't think this is a church-dividing issue. There are some who will say that, but I'm not one who believes that.
I think that there will be some deep hurt and there will be some pain, and how we move forward and deal with that as a denomination will speak volumes as to our fidelity to the Word of God and to the strength of our unity.
Both sides acknowledge more debates about homosexuality are still ahead. I'm Kim Lawton reporting.
All right, I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943. We've heard that piece from PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly, the arguments being made during the churchwide assembly for the full inclusion of gay and lesbian pastors in the life of the church and eventually for the approval of same-sex marriage and several other things regarding homosexual behavior. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc. When it was all said and done, the presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, called for those who were disappointed by this decision, even the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, to stay, not to leave. He said he wanted those who objected to this decision to remain and engage in the conversation, continue the conversation. I wonder what he's talking about. I mean, they've made their decision. They've decided to approve of these things. What more is there to talk about? We'll be right back. I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943.
For a few shekels more, then neighbor think twice for a few shekels more.
Everyone's talking about the mission of the church. Is it possible to care more about evangelism than the evangel, the gospel? What's the relationship between the cross of Christ and the church's mission? And what can the Reformation teach us about the mission of the church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is Mission from the Cross. You can buy Mission from the Cross by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Mission from the Cross.
All right, so you missed your congregation's budget deadline, or your congregation turned down your request to join the Issues Etc. 300. Well, there's still a way to add your church to the Issues Etc. 300. Now, anyone who pledges $1,000 to Issues Etc. in the next year will add their congregation to the Issues Etc. 300. We'll promote your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc., and we'll publicize your congregation to the world.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Welcome back. It's Audio Open Lines. We're talking about your reactions to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America making its decision toward homosexual behavior in just about every way you can. It's Monday afternoon, August the 24th. Audio open lines for the next 15 minutes, 1-877-762-36943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of those who objected. I certainly object, but I'm not a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. But I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of those who did object and remain in that church body. What do I do now? The bishop, the presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, said after all was said and done, we want you to stick around, those who objected, those who didn't vote for this, those who think we've taken the wrong decision, and engage in the conversation. Stay in the conversation with us. And putting myself in their shoes, I'm thinking to myself, what more is there to talk about? Are you going to change your mind? Are you saying that this is a decision you're not completely committed to, that we could change the direction of this church, that we could reinstitute the ban on gay and lesbian clergy, that we could undo the approval of same-sex marriage? I don't think that's what the bishop is saying, and yet he wants them to stick around and talk about what? I know that there are those in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who suspect maybe, you know, some of these people who have now been cut out of the loop, who have been told that the Word of God doesn't make so much difference to their church leaders, might be thinking about finding someplace else to go to church. But there's a problem, because while we may agree with those who are discouraged by their church body's decision to approve of homosexuality, and they want to leave the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the issue of homosexuality isn't the only difference here, is it? I mean, it really isn't. We will agree with them. Homosexuality is wrong. It should not be approved in any form, especially by the church. But there are other points of difference, like service of women in the pastoral office, communion fellowship, who ought to commune at what altar, what can be only called an equivocal view of certain parts of Scripture. We had an email from a listener, a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, who found a lot of agreement with us, but said, you know, that book of Jonah, I still view it as a myth. Or certain other parts of Scripture, I have a hard time viewing them as purely historical. What kind of questions would we need to ask of someone coming to your church who said, I'm a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, I can't take what my church just did. May I join your congregation? May I come and be a member of your congregation? What kind of questions do you need to ask of someone where not a lot of objection has been raised by those in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America of late to the service of women in the pastoral office, to an open communion fellowship policy, to a low view of Scripture, at least a lower one than is required in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where we view Scripture as not just containing the Word of God, but as being the Word of God, where the boundary around, at least in theory, where best practiced and taught, the boundary around the communion fellowship is drawn very clearly. Those who understand what it is and why they come and clearly confess the same teaching at the altar at which they commune, where the service of women in the church has been limited to those things outside the pastoral office. Sounds like there's a list of questions that need to be asked. Not that we wouldn't be welcoming of someone exiting the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, but we can't say, oh, you're against homosexuality? Come right in. So what should be required? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email your questions or comments to us during audio open lines. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Here's David in Kansas City. Hi, David.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I was just wanting to comment a little bit on what you mentioned about Bishop Hansen saying well, just stick around with us and join the conversation. It sounds quite similar to like the emergent church folks like McLaren and, you know, Tony Jones that will say, well, it's all a conversation. We're kind of letting these, quote, truths, disparate truths, hang out there, and they'll just learn with us, you know. And, well, fortunately for those of us in the LCMF, let alone the ELCA, who do subscribe to the Lutheran Confessions and Scriptures as clearly teaching our, you know, Christian doctrine, well, there is no conversation, you know. There isn't a conversation to decide on truth.
David, thank you very much. I think I saw someone earlier today say, look, if we cannot agree as God's Word for the basis of our conversation on any matter of doctrine and practice, there really isn't a conversation to take place. If you are telling us that God's word is immaterial to your decisions, to what you teach, and we are saying it has to be completely material to it, we have no common basis upon which to have a conversation. We can have interesting small talk, but we certainly can't have the kind of substantive conversation leading to agreement that the bishop seems to be recommending to those who disagree with this church's most recent decision. Herman is calling from Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. You are correct to point out that there is more to this than simply the resolution on the subject of homosexuality. The ELCA's predecessors started imbibing higher criticism, probably, if you want to identify it, was inside just 100 years ago before World War I, when it started to come into the seminaries of the prior church bodies that continually successively merged into the ELCA. And you also have the issues of how to handle Scripture. Does Darwinian evolution trump Scripture, the Word of God? All of these issues, another trend the ELCA is cultivating is a synthesis into other world religions. This is visible in their colleges, where Islam is now the religion du jour to kind of cultivate familiarity with, and, oh, can't we learn something from them, and that type of thing. So there is a whole loss of the authority of Word of God behind this that is identified in various, let's say, academic positions, for want of a term, that's really led to this situation. And another thing, when we come to Lutheranism in the United States, what is really needed is Lutheran people need to be catechized and refreshed in the catechism to know who they are. This is critical. You can't hang your hat on what bureaucratic assemblies are going to do or pass as resolutions, as such you see here in the ELCA. I think Issues Etc. is doing a frontline job with trying to refresh Lutherans and provide a source of media where this can be done, the Reformation heritage, the Word of God, can be held forth in its inerrant and divine and infallible truth.
Herman, thank you very much. Well put, well put. I can't add anything. It's better than I could have said. Kurt in BB, Arkansas says, I'm wondering if the ELCA is truly Lutheran, or are they Lutheran only in name? Do people who don't know the difference between the ELCA and the LCMS, and the other Lutheran church bodies for that matter, lump all Lutherans together? In answer to your second question, yes, they do. They do lump all Lutherans together. that creates a problem. Is the ELCA Lutheran or Lutheran in name only? I think the latter is the obvious answer. You can call yourself anything you want to. The proof is in the pudding. Tom in San Angelo, Texas says, among the stranger interpretations of Scripture was one pastor slash pastoress comment that since Jesus sent out his disciples two by two, they were both men, and that justified her conclusion that gay pastors were acceptable to our Savior. She also noted that the 70 were sent out two by two, more proof that Jesus approved of same-sex relationships. Interesting. I'm still scratching my head over that one. Look, it's called grasping at straws, Tom. That's what it is. It's an argument. It's a conclusion in search of arguments, and you'll find your arguments wherever you can when you don't have any valid ones from Scripture. Daniel in Iowa City says, it sounds as if the ELCA has its own aspirations as to whether or not it will coincide with the Word of God. How far will the apple continue to fall from the tree? Aspirations change. The Word of God never does. Right. I mean, the direction of the culture says we need to aspire to greater and greater change, greater and greater relevance. We need to keep moving, keeping up with the times. That is a terrible taskmaster. The church that becomes, that weds itself to the spirit of the age, what does the old saying say? Soon finds itself a widow. By the way, on the issue of how for decades and decades, liberal Lutheranism and liberal Christianity has been reading the Bible, we're going to be talking Monday, that's August 31st, with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, about the so-called historical critical method, or the lower view of Scripture that has prevailed among liberal Christianity. And it will be very instructive, that conversation with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, on how we got where we are today. Elaine in Canada says, the ELCA bowed to the culture. Now they worship the creature, not the creator. God's word in the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thy word is truth, says Jesus. And Elaine in Canada, thank you very much for that comment. Would only that those who were arguing for this departure from God's word had been honest enough to say, we are departing from God's word. They were willing to say they're departing from the consensus of the church, but they weren't willing to say we're departing from Holy Scripture. Now, had they said, look, the Bible is simply outdated. We cannot abide by its teachings any longer. We know what it teaches, but we cannot agree with it any longer. Had they been that honest, then we would have reason at least to say there was an honest decision made. But this notion that we can somehow bring Scripture alongside to justify this decision that is such a clear violation of Scripture makes no sense at all. The most remarkable thing is that those arguing for the acceptance of homosexuality by the church said this shouldn't be a church-dividing issue. Well, whether they want it to be or not, whether they think it should be or not, I think it will be. When we come back, we'll talk with Brian Gadawa, screenwriter from Southern California, about communicating the gospel in a postmodern culture. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
How revealing life saves lives.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Statistics show that when an abortion-minded woman is counseled about keeping her baby and given the opportunity to view a live ultrasound image of the child in her womb, she is more likely to choose life. Knowing this, Focus on the Family began a program in 2004 called Option Ultrasound. The program is dedicated to providing pregnancy resource centers with ultrasound services. To date, 418 centers in 49 states have received the technology, and 63,000 babies have been saved as a result. Tune in next time to hear one impacted mother's story.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.